It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird Street. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and with me today, Karen Abrams. She's the Executive Director of Policy, Research, and Innovation, PRI, and she joins me live in the studio today to talk about some events and what PRI does. As a matter of fact, Karen, welcome.
Morning, Mike.
Great to have you here. Can you give us an overview of the mission of PRI?
PRI is an Omaha-based nonprofit. We conduct research, advance policy, and engage diverse communities to create the kinds of places that we all want to live in.
And how does one go about that then? You do the research, and then how does one execute?
Well, one of the things that we have been doing of late is engaging the folks of Omaha in a series of community conversations. The idea is to, if we want to be part of making our city a better place and being involved in that, we need to have a better understanding of the issues. So we started this series of community conversations on important topics for our city in partnership with First United Methodist Church and Reverend Cynthia Lindenmeyer, with the hope of generating some really interesting conversations and getting folks talking about stuff in a safe and welcoming environment where we can be exposed to new perspectives and think critically, expand the kinds of voices that we're hearing.
Because these issues are extraordinarily complex. And as an example, Tuesday the 28th, there is a dinner and a discussion at First United Methodist Church called Gentrification, Good or Bad, that runs from 6 to 8:30. More information about the details of this are at fumcomaha.org. Let's talk about it. Let's define gentrification.
Well, let me switch up on you a little bit here, Mike, because the point of having this conversation, and I'm going to tell you, I am not an expert in gentrification. Mm-hmm. The point of having the conversation is so that we can learn about what it means. We're having Teresa Hunter of Family Housing Advisory Services give a critical analysis of gentrification at the beginning, right after dinner, which is being catered, by the way, by Big Mamas. So please come and eat with us and have this, listen to what Teresa has to say about gentrification. And then we're going to break into small groups at our tables and have some of that deep conversation with people bringing their own perspectives and their own experiences about how gentrification has affected them or what they think about it, so that we can expand our perspectives, think critically, and look at issues from a variety of different viewpoints.
Okay. The goal through the end of the dinner, I mean, is there a stance or a thesis that someone is trying to get across, or a call to action of some kind regarding the topic? And I bring that up because it's an incredibly complex issue.
That's right. The issue of gentrification is one that people have really strong opinions about. It can be a divisive issue, and we tend to think it's either all good or all bad. So what we want to do is, through this process of listening and thinking and talking, is to spend some time considering what we've learned, how we can think about being part of making whatever changes we want to see happen in our city. And the point of it all is to come away with a feeling that we are going to be engaged in decision making about the policies and practices of this city, because it's our city.
Okay. So is there guidelines regarding, I mean, some of these decisions as far as what happens with development and those types of things are actually done at a legal level, at a licensing level, at a permit level. I'll give you an example. There's a movement that NPR talked about here called the YIMBYs, Yes in My Backyard. Mm-hmm. It's prevalent in San Francisco right now because mm-hmm. Folks are finding it a hard time to find affordable real estate. So they're saying yes, more development. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you talk about gentrification, it's like, wait, don't start tearing down the old mm-hmm. the old apartment buildings and the old homes to make room for new and more, because what you're doing then is displacing people who can afford to live here now. But if you raise the rent on this, they can't. So how do we navigate that to our elected leaders, right?
Well, that's a great question. And at PRI, we think a lot about diversity and inclusion and race and racism. And we look at almost everything through an equity lens. We ask ourselves questions like, why are things happening this way? Who's part of the decision making? Why or why not? Is there a transparency in decision making? Is there accountability? Is there equity in decision making? And what are the results of those decisions?
All right, very good. Karen Abrams, she's Executive Director of Policy Research and Innovation, PRI. The event is Tuesday night, FUMCOmaha.org. We'll tell you all about it. We're back to Morning Edition here on Omaha Public Radio.